Chapter 86. 1. Apostrophe Newman item closely, and laid it on the desk. What's this? ? Asked Ralph, taking up the key. Left with the letter, a boy brought them quarter of an hour ago, or less. ? Ralph glanced at the direction, opened the letter, and read as follows. You are known to me now. There are no reproaches I could heap upon your head which would carry with them 1,000th part of the groveling shame that this assurance will awaken even in your breast. Your brother's widow and her orphan child spurn the shelter of your roof, and shun you with disgust and loathing. Your kindred renounce you, for they know no shame, but the ties of blood which bind them in name with you. You are an old man, and I leave you to the grave. May every recollection of your life cling to your false heart, and cast their darkness on your deathbed. Ralph Nickleby read this letter twice, and frowning heavily, fell into a fit of musing. The paper fluttered from his hand and dropped upon the floor, but he clasped his fingers, as if he held it still. Suddenly, he started from his seat, and thrusting it all crumpled into his pocket, turned furiously to Newman Noggs, as though to ask him why he lingered. But Newman stood unmoved, with his back towards him, following up, with the worn and blackened stump of an old pen, some figures in an interest table which was pasted against the wall, and apparently quite abstracted from every other object. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.